Jagannath Swami Ki. It's a very auspicious day today in Puri Dham, Sri Kshetra Dham, Jagannath Puri. Very unusual day for the Lord and His devotees. We had the opportunity to be there, attend the function a few times in Jagannath Puri, Snan Yatra, the bath festival. Every day we take a bath once, twice, thrice in a day. It's our routine, it's our duty, it's hygiene, it's brahminical, it's sattvic, it's healthy. God also takes a bath. Man is made in the image of God. Sometimes he has four arms, sometimes he has two arms. Our Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he's dvibhuj, two arms. So he also bathes every day. Prataksnan, prabha, prabha, prabhat, mangalam prabhat, prabhatsnan. From 6 a.m. in the morning till 8:36 in the morning, the same time we're all bathing, at least most of us, the civilized ones. The crazy Hare Krishnas are bathing at 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. They're bathing and the ghosts are singing in the bathroom. The boots are in the bathroom singing at 2 o'clock while you're taking a bath. But at least absolutely latest bath is 4 a.m. And then you can make it to Mangalarti. So Krishna, he's a little lazy because he's up all night rasa dancing. So he takes a bath about 7 a.m. every day. All right, that's nice. He bathes. We have a bathroom where we bathe very privately. It's a very private affair. It's not a public place, the bathroom. And God also has his snan gar. In very big temples, they have one room where they bathe the deity, one room where the deity gives darshan, one room where the deity honors bhog gar, darshan. So then there's the shayan gar. In Radharaman temple, if you go to Vrindavan, they have separate rooms where the deity sleeps at night. Like you have a separate bedroom, so does God. You have a separate bathroom, so does God. You have a separate living room, which is his darshan room, so does God. He's not less than us. But sometimes in our temples we don't have so much facility or arrangement for that. So bathing is private. And every day the Lord bathes in private. Except today. Now, can you imagine? All of you have boundary walls around your house, or let's say, if you have a house, if you have an apartment, there's a wall around your apartment, or there's a roof, everyone has a roof to their apartment. Now, can you imagine? Try to imagine. You and your sister and your brother. You along with your sister and your brother, assuming you have one, you go to the boundary wall, the outer boundary wall of your house, or the only boundary wall, and you make a platform on the wall. And then, on that platform, you and your sister and your brother, you stand there with no clothes. Then you call a bunch of your relatives, a bunch of your mother, father, other intimate family members, you come and say, please give us a bath. So you're standing there naked, Digambara, your sister's next to you, Digambara, and next to your sister is your elder brother, Digambara. And all three of you are standing on the boundary wall, stark naked, in full public view. Imagine what a crowd would gather. How many people would gather there? Hey, look! Look at this nutcase. The whole Parivar is there. Nutcase 1, 2, and 3. Chotubai, Barubai, and Bain. They're all insane. Bain has gone insane. So they're all standing there. And their relatives are bathing them with big mudka of Ganga Jal from Shweta Ganga. And they're bathing with dahi. It's a panch abhishek. How long would it take the news to arrive there with all their cameras? Eyewitness news, channel 2, 4, 5, 10, 11, whatever they have in India, I don't know. Breaking news. Within a half hour, the police came and arrested them. But meanwhile, 1 lakh of people gathered to see it. So this is God. For God, there is no shame. For God, there is no morality. He makes the rules for us. He is in the Paravyom, He's in Vaikuntha, spiritual sky. But Jagannath and his elder brother, Baladev, and younger sister, Subhadra, on this very day, they come out to the wall, the outer boundary wall of the temple, Jagannath Mandir in Puri, and they stand there with no clothes. No clothes. No vesh, no sringar, no vesh, no mukut, no mala, no bhushanam, alankar, nothing. And 3 lakhs of people gather to see. Whoa. The Lord, Digambara Bhagavan. Digambara Bhagavan. Digambara. Ambara means covering. Dig means directions. You're only covered by the directions. And then the pujaris assemble there on the roof. This is all going on the roof, on the top of the boundary wall. And you could conceivably come to the boundary wall of your house and take a bath, but face towards your house with your backside outside. You follow what I mean? You could stand on your wall and people could see your back when you take a bath. It would be a little bit more lajja, a little bit more shy. You're standing there, but you have your back to the street and your front side is facing your house. Oh no, nothing doing. Here I am, Jagannath. Full view, front view. Subhadra, Baladev. Full Sakshat Darshan, head to toe. This is Karuna Bhagavan. Karuna Mayi, Shakti, Subhadra. Giving mercy. Unlimited mercy. And this whole pastime of Snan Yatra, the Anavasara ceremony, and the Rath Yatra is all about Anukampa. It is all about Anukampa. A-A-A. All about Anukampa. Or Anukampa. Anugraha. Mercy, compassion, kindness, in short, Bhagavan Priti. The love of God. For whom? For a selected few? For those with the adhikar? Those sannyasis, those brahmins, they have brahmin janam, high class individuals, devatas. Is this mercy for them? And only them? It's restricted? Brahmins only? Hindus only? You go to some temples, Hindus only, no videshis. Brahmins only, no chamaras. In many temples of India, especially even Vrindavan, chamara, bangi, they can't enter the temple. Radha Raman, Radha Damodar, etc. These ancient temples, they have their laws. Chamara, bangi. Vaishya, pravesh hoga. Baniya, pravesh hoga. Shudra, okay, dire. Brahmin, fatafat. Kshatriya means paisawala, or baniyas, now it's baniyas of the paisa. Fatafat, underjaw. Special darshan. Are you a Dhaniwala? They measure you. The pujaris measure you. Oh. You have a very fat pocketbook. You have a very... Come on, sir. Hey, Sate. Mr. Sate. Come. Special darshan. Don't wait in line. Come. You have 1,000 rupees? Yeah, no problem. Puts your head on the feet of the Lord, gives you the garland, the chanda, and everything. Royal treatment, special mercy from the pandas. Only for the elite, the wealthy, the rich, the aristocratic, the haves. But for the have-nots, too bad. Wait in line for 8 hours, 10 hours to get 1 second darshan. But is our Bhagavan Sri Krishna like this? He does not have this type of heart. His heart is unlimited. He can accommodate every jiva in the universe. This is the absolute principle of transcendental love. Unlimited accommodation. Love means all accommodating. Sometimes we used to say that, don't mind, but this is from experience of being married. I said, marriage means suffocation. Love means accommodation. Accommodation. Love means accommodation. Marriage means suffocation. Accommodate means to include. Like when you love someone, then everything, you include everything of that person and everyone and every aspect of that person. There's no division. There's unity. There's harmony. Harmony, unity, accommodation. So this is Krishna. And in this very pastime, Jagannath Dev, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, in his feature of Jagannath Dev in Puri, is teaching this most valuable lesson of Bhagavan Tattva. Ontology. Let's call it ontology. What is the nature of God? What is the mentality of transcendence? What is his sambandha with the jivas? What is his interest or concern for the conditioned souls? Does he care about me? Little me, the chamara, the downtrodden, the downcast, the niggardly, the poor? Or is Krishna only for the rich? Ram is only for the rich. The god of the poor is Shiva. Shiva is the god of the poor. No, this is not like that. So Jagannath is announcing with a huge drum, boom, boom, boom. Listen, see what I'm doing here. I'm not restricted for anyone. I'm available to everyone. And examine this very pastime, and you will see how much I'm available. Step by step of this pastime, this whole Ratha Yatra pastime is all about anugraha. Of course, there's many levels, obviously. Taking Krishna Vrindavan, all this, okay, this is our Gaudiya conception. But I want to speak in the broader conception of the overall pastime that's been going on for thousands of years. How it was understood by the Acharyas, Vaishnavacharyas, before the Gaudiya conception. This pastime, Snan Yatra Anavasara ceremony and Ratha Yatra, is a pastime of mercy. Mercy for whom? Mercy for everyone. High, low, big, small, poor, rich, Daridra, Dhani, Kurapati, Nopati, Bahupati. Everyone. All are welcome. Like they have these machines around India, around the cities, called ATM. What does that mean? Anytime mula. Mula. Mula means money. Paisa, rupees, rubles, pounds, francs, marks, Dutch marks. But what does it mean to us? It means anytime mercy. And every devotee in this room is a walking ATM machine. Krishna says, Yantra Rudaya Mayaya. Gita says, Yantra Rudaya Mayaya. Right? This body is a yantra. Yantra means machine. So Vaishnavas Krunamayi, Kripambudi, Vaishnav Kripambudi, Kripa Ambudi. He's an ocean of mercy. And where is he drawing his mercy from? Anukampa Bhagavan. Kripa Bhagavan. And this Jagannath, the whole temple of Jagannath, the whole distribution of prasadam at Jagannath, the whole appearance of Jagannath, the whole existence of Jagannath is all about Anukampa. Anukampa Bhagavan. The distribution of mercy to everyone, the lepers, the poor, videshis, everything. Deshi, videshi, subdeshi, any deshi, ET, ET. You can be an ET and come and get the mercy. Extraterrestrial. So merciful. You examine all the aspects of this pastime deeply. So we, the Vaishnavas, we are ATMs. Walk anytime mercy. Anytime we'll preach about Krishna. Anytime we'll give Mahaprasadam. Anytime we'll give the Maha Mantra. Anytime we'll help people move closer to Krishna. And it's all originating from Jagannath. Anytime mercy. Especially Jagannath. Do you know what time the last darshan of Jagannath is? The last darshan of Jagannath is 1 o'clock in the morning. And what time is the first darshan? 3 o'clock. 3 a.m. Chalu, Ek Vijay Bhand. So Jagannath, just see the darshan time. What does this indicate? Darshan time means anytime mercy. This is the original ATM machine. It's called the Jagannath Puri Temple. It's anytime mercy machine. Practically 24 hours a day you can go get Mahaprasadam. Govinda's restaurant is never closed. The snack shop is never closed. Chobi's Ganta Seva. Anytime you can get Mahaprasadam, and practically every hour and minute of the day you can get darshan of Jagannath. This is mercy. Jagannath Swami ki! Jaya Jagannath, 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 Jaya Jagannath. Vrindavan Chandra Bhagavan ki jai. So this day, the floodgates of mercy are open. So when the Lord gives his Sakshat Darshan, anyone can come for 3 or 4, comes out at 10 o'clock till 2, 1, 3, 4 hours, he's standing there with his sister Subhadra and Baladev on the wall of the temple of Jagannath, receiving his bath and giving Darshan. And at this time, those personalities that are not allowed in the temple, Videshis, Untouchables, Chandal, Chamar, they can't come in the Jagannath temple. They take darshan at Patita Pavan, at the Singhadwara gate. Darwaza, Singhadarwaza, Lion Gate. There's one murti of Jagannath inside the gate. You can stand there, you can take darshan. Patita Pavan. So all the lepers, there's many lepers living in Jagannath Puri and low-class people and low-class yavanas and malechas like ourselves. So every day when we're in Puri, we, along with the lepers and chandalas and chamars and bungis, we can all go to the outside gate and we can see Patita Pavan. And we say, oh, Patita Pavan Bhagavan, oh, Jagannath, please be merciful to me. I'm a very bad man. And then go back. And then some Brahmin will come out and say, hey, Videshi, Jagannath Mahaprasad? Yes, yes, okay, 50 rupees. And then he runs in, he buys 5 rupees of Mahaprasad, and he gives it to you. Yeah, commission. So Jagannath's so kind, even you're Indian, you can't enter the temple. Indira Gandhi could not enter the temple of Jagannath. So Jagannath, he gives that darshan there. And then, so all this, we can see Patita Pavan, and in this Snan Yatra, the original Jagannath, we don't have to settle for seeing Patita Pavan, you can see the original Jagannath, everyone can see, directly. And not only that, everyone can do puja. There's no bar. Of course, you can do Manasi Puja anywhere at any time. But when Jagannath is right in front of you, now just imagine, if you are a Pujari, a Jagannath Pujari, You would have the adhikar, or right, to go in every morning and bathe Jagannath. And you would do achman and nyas and do all the rituals of establishing stapana, the dravya stapana. You would establish all the articles, and then you would do puja to Jagannath. Because you have your upavita, you have the adhikar. And you're seeing Jagannath. Jagannath's right in front of you, and you're doing the puja. Idam snaninam, idam pushpam, idam argyam, idam paniyajalam navedyan. You're doing puja. You're a Brahmin. You're only one. You're the only pujari there doing the puja. Snan. But when Jagannath, on this day, snanyatra, when he's standing on the wall, everyone can do puja. So realizing this one year when we were in Puri, I thought, hey, this is a great opportunity for me. I can go and I can also bathe the Lord. So I bought a bathing conch shell, I bought Sweta Ganga water, I bought agarbati and deep and sweets and tulsi and chandan and full and everything to do full puja. And I bought my whole tray. And then I went to one shop. There was one shop there. I said, do you mind if I sit my tray in your shop because I want to worship Lord Jagannath? So whether you're 3 feet away from Jagannath, or whether you're 300 feet away from Jagannath, what's the difference? Is there a difference? Say the pujari stands 300 feet away and does puja. Will Jagannath accept it? Yes or no? Yes. So we got inspired that, oh, here's it, I can bathe the Lord today. Because you can't bathe the Lord when he has his clothes on. So when he's on Rath Yatra cart, you can mentally bathe him, but he's all dressed, and everyone can see him on Rath Yatra. So we took all our paraphernalia, and we're as much devotion as we can pretend, let's say, not muster, but say pretend, as much devotion as we can pretend. I had a snan patra to catch the water, and I was ringing a bell, and I was doing full snan and puja to Jagannath, with full absorption. And I felt like by the telescope of my heart, I actually, Jagannath came from the top, he came right in front of me. This is called Prem Sankarshan. Prem Sankarshan. It is the power of Prem which attracts the Lord to come in the heart. Just like magnet. We have magnetic force. There's two, everyone knows the power of magnetism. You have some magnet and some iron filings, they get nearby. Magnetic attraction. That's a common energy, a force of attraction in this world. But what's more powerful than that? Mithun Karshan. Sex attraction. The attraction between man and woman. That's the most powerful force in this world. But that's only material. Material body. Two material bodies attracted by an uncontrollable attractive power, sex attraction. It's a type of magnetism also. But that's only material. Now what to speak of the attraction, spiritual attraction of the Atma for Krishna? How much energy that the Atma has and how much it... Because the Lord is a giant magnet. Imagine, Bhagavan, Krishna, he's like a magnet as big as this planet. His heart is like a huge magnet. And our heart is like a small filing, a small piece of iron, small shred of iron. And if we get anywhere near the Lord, boom, if the iron gets near the magnet, it comes and gets stuck. So we had this experience, and then some panda walked by when I was doing puja, and he just made a comment. He said, actually, I'm just saying what he said. Whatever it means, I can't say. But he looked at me, and then he said, you're actually doing snan yatra. Me means Srila Prabhupada, because I was only representing my father, nothing for my side. But the point is that anyone could have come and done full puja to Jagannath on that day. The mercy was open. And that I felt such an incredible experience from that, taking advantage. And then, what does the Lord do after that? After snan yatra, then he displays his lila of becoming sick, of getting a cold. And then he extends his mercy again to a whole class of people. Ordinarily, he's worshipped by the Nambudri Brahmins. Nambudri Brahmins are actually coming from Shankar's line. Nambudri from South India. They do most of the puja. Most of the pujaris in Jagannath are actually coming at Shankar Sampradaya. Very few Vaishnavas. It's kind of interesting. But at any rate, during this time, from Snan Yatra to Rath Yatra, there's a special class of pujaris. Who are they? Pig farmers. A pig farmer, you know, in other words, someone who takes care of pigs. Who's a pig? What do we call that in India? It's called a bungi, no? So on this, for this 2 weeks, called Anavasara, when Lord Jagannath goes in seclusion with Lakshmi Devi and pretends to be sick, he is exclusively worshipped by the descendants of the Shabaras. The Shabaras. The Shabaras are the Adivasis of Puri. Shabaras. And they live in a jungle. Nilachala Mountains. And they take care of pigs. They keep pigs. But among the Shabaras, there is a group of pure behaving class. There's a type of Brahminical class among the Shabaras. And they are called the Shabara Dayata Pati. Shabara Dayata. Dayata Pati. What does Dayata mean? Dayita. Dayita. Means those persons who have received the mercy of Krishna. Shabara Dayata Pati. So this particular section of the Shabara class, they're considered to be the Brahmins. And they exclusively do the puja to Lord Jagannath. No one else is allowed to do the puja. No one else can touch the deity or handle or bathe the deity. So for these 2 weeks, Bhagavan, the Murti of Bhagavan, is taking service from the descendants of the pig farmers. Is that mercy? So they're not Brahmins by birth, Dvija. They're of this class. This is most amazing. This is the Anukamp of the Lord. He allows himself to be cared for them, and rather, because now he's pretending to be sick. And during this time when he's sick, he needs all kinds of special oshadi, medicine. And the best medicines are herbs from the forest. And the Shabaras, they have the best knowledge of the herbs and spices from the forest. So they go and they collect all these different herbs. Because Jagannath, for the first few days, he gets a fever. Very high fever. So then they collect herbs and they make an infusion. They make an infusion of herbal drugs, you could say. And then they make a poultice and they put that on his forehead, special herbs which reduce the body fever. Then when the body fever goes, then he still has some sore throat. So then they give him some special herbs, enchania or something. They give him some special herbs which will soothe his sore throat. Once his sore throat goes, and his fever goes, Jagannath gets an appetite, he wants to eat. So then they go in the forest, and they pick very special fruits, which are easy to digest, very nourishing. Not like Mosambi and these things which have acid and they're problematic. Mosambi juice is healthy if you're healthy. If you're sick, then you have to watch out, the acid. So there's very special wild fruits. And then they make fruit juices for Lord Jagannath. And gradually it gets healthier and healthier. And after about the 10th day, and then after about, there's 2 weeks he's in seclusion. After about the maybe ninth day, he's been eating these fruits. He's feeling really hungry. So then they offer him makkhan and misri. Makkhan means butter. Misri means sugar candy. And because we've been in Puri a few times during this time, we've had these different preparations. Then they make khichdi for him. Because everyone knows when you're sick, you eat khichdi. So does Jagannath. So he starts taking khichdi bhog. Then gradually, a little pakora, they sneak in a pakora or two, and then gradually comes back to his normal diet by Ekadasi. He's pretty much ready. So this is all done by the dietas. They do all this service. So they have this, and then after that, after this 2 weeks, then out. They have no access to Jagannath at all. Hey, get out, go outside, jao. So for 14 days out of 1 year, these very low class of people, considered very low class, Adivasis, are allowed to the most intimate, specialized, unique service of Jagannath Dev, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Brajendra Nandan Shamsundar. This is mercy. You don't have to be a big guy, a rich guy, or a Brahmin. You can come and get the mercy of Jagannath. And what happened on this day? On this day, Snan Yatra, one Ganapati Bhakta, he was traveling around India, and someone said, "Oh, Prabhu, have you visited Sri Khetra? Have you visited Jagannath Puri?" He said, "No, what's the speciality there? I don't know. I'm a worshipper of Ganapati, Ganesh, and I like to visit the holy places of Ganesh around India." "Oh, Ganesh. Ganesh is also there in Puri. Really, I've never heard. I'm a devout worshipper of Ganapati. I never heard there's a very famous temple of Ganesh in Jagannath Puri." "No, you don't know? That is Jagannath Dham. That is, Jagannath is residing there. Jagannath Swami is living there. So beautiful, beautiful, wide open lotus eyes tinged with red due to the intoxication of love for his Radhika. And his long arms are reaching out to embrace all of his devotees and give them shelter and safety and protection. And his Mahaprasadam is a wonderful, nourishing, sweet, enervating, intoxicating taste of his lips. Raktadhara. In Puri, a very common name that the parents will give their child. If they have a son, they'll name their son Raktadhara. Rakta Adhar. Adhar means lips, and Rakta means red. Jagannath Swami ki. Raktadhara. Jagannath has beautiful smiling red lips. So this Jagannath Bhakta was telling the Ganapati Bhakta, "You should go to Jagannath Puri, because when you see Jagannath, he's Sarva Avatari. He's the son, he's Jagadish, he's Jagannath. Everyone, Ganapati is there, Shiva's there, Brahma, everyone's there. When you go to see Jagannath, surely you will see your Lord Ganapati." "Really?" "Yes! I guarantee." So he was very excited and enthused, and he ran off to Jagannath Puri on his yatra, his Ganapati Tirth yatra. Came in the temple, sees this very strange looking figure, long arms, black face, no proper body, very funny shape, flat head, totally flat, arms too long, and no neck, no legs. Very strange figure. He said, "Okay. Jai Jagannath, Jai Ganapati, Om Shri Ganapatiye Namaha, Om Shri Ganeshaya Namaha." And he's praying to his Ganapati that he will please Prakat. Iter Prakat. Manifest here. Show me your beautiful long nose and your big flappy ears and your one broken trunk and tusk. Please, and your big rotund fat belly full of ladus. Oh my worshipful Lord, oh my Ganapati, please, I've come to see you. They said that that you are Jagannath and Jagannath is you, and I will see you here. But I don't see you. You're so skinny. Jagannath's belly is flat. Jagannath's belly is totally flat, ekdam straight. There's not even a slightest Brahmin belly. What to speak of Ganapati, serious, like Punjabi style. I mean, like 50-year-old man, not the young folk. You guys are young, but 50, 60, you get proper shape, proper Punjabi sarup to match your shakti. Shakti, shakti man. You have to have the same eki sarup. Yeah, they say, ek atma do ideya, right? So, husband has his sarup, wife has her sarup. Ek atma do sarup. So, where's that beautiful, auspicious, beautiful, round belly of my Ganapati? I don't see it. Okay, let me try again. Let me improve my prarthana. Om Shri Ganeshaya Namah. Om Shri Ganeshaya Namah. Oh, the same thing. Long, skinny arms, flat head, no nose. What is his nose? No. That bhakta, that Jagannath bhakta was lying to me. I don't see Ganapati here. I only see this strange icon. This is not my Ganapati. This is not my Bhagavan Ganapati. And he goes out of the temple. Disgusted, disappointed, and unhappy. And he's going along, a very sad, long face. And some Jagannath Bhakta is on his way to the temple, very happy. Oh, I'm going to see Chakradhara, I'm going to Chakradhara, and I'm going to see Raktadhara. Hey, you look like a Yatri. Kansaya. Where are you coming from? Oh, I went to that temple of Jagannath. Ah, that's a bogus place. Huh? Hey. What do you mean, bogus place? That's my place. That's my ishta. Ah, your ishta. Okay, fine. Dandavat pranams. But listen, my ishta is Ganapati. I didn't see my Ganapati there. You didn't? Huh? What is that? You're blind? You need glasses? Ganapati's there? Hey, look, buddy. I was there for 2 hours. Offered every prayer I know. I cried. I begged. I wept. No success. I'm leaving. I'm never coming back to this puri. I was cheated. I was lied to. I don't see my Ganapati there. So, and then that Jagannath Bhakti said, the second one, he said, listen, now somebody, somehow, I don't think you saw the right Jagannath. You went, some pandit caught you and took you to some other bogus pandit temple, and he tried to get your money. You didn't go to the real Jagannath temple. You went to the knuckly one. Come with me, I'll take you, I'll show you your Ganapati. Come with me. So he took him by the hand and he took him to the temple. So he walked in on this very day, Snan Yatra day. And when they walked in, he said, see, look, Ganapati, what's your problem, buddy? And the Ganapati bhakta, my lord, oh Ganapati, oh, you look so beautiful. You look more beautiful than I've ever seen you in any temple in all of India. Oh, your nose is so, your trunk is so long and so beautifully shaped. And your eyes look so sublime and blissful. And I feel the full presence of you. And how could I ever, how could I, I was here only 2 hours ago standing in the same place. I couldn't see you, I couldn't recognize you. Oh, my friend, thank you so much. I'm so indebted to you. So, here's another example of mercy. That Jagannath on this day became Ganapati for his devotee. Jagannath Swami Ki! So when you go to Jagannath Puri on this day, or if you go to Jagannath Temple in Mayapur, we've also been there, after the Snan Darshan, they put a big curtain around, and then they dress him. He's still standing on the wall. Then they dress him, and then after a couple hours, and about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, in the same place, standing on the wall, Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra are dressed to look like three Ganapatis. They're wearing black, basically black or dark blue outfits. And he has this in front of his face. There's this big mask, like you know, is like an elephant's mask with a big trunk going down like this, and huge ears. Exactly looks like Ganapati. And they do the same vaishas there in Mayapur. You see, if you ever, anyone's ever seen our Jagannath temple, they dress him like this. It's called Hati Vesh. It's called Hati means, as you know, Hati Vesh. So, and this is another example, another aspect of Snanyatra, which shows the mercy. So, this is a pastime about mercy. I could go on more and describe Rath Yatra and all that, but this is Snanyatra. This happened. The Lord reciprocated with his devotees. And we can learn this valuable lesson of how Krishna, in any form, especially Krishna, Jagannath is Krishna, how he's so kind and makes himself available to anyone and everyone, just like our temples. Is anyone barred from our temple? In ISKCON temple, everyone can come in. But the Brahmins' temples and Bajari temples, traditional temples of India, you have to have a certain adhikar. But if Indira Gandhi was here today, she can come in the temple, no problem. She'll get a royal reception, obviously. First-class treatment. We don't say, oh no, you married a Muslim. You can't. Muslims can come in the temple. Christians can come in the temple. Christians can sit in the Vyasasthana and give class. We invite Christians, we invite Catholics, sit on the Vyasasthana and give Bhagavatam class. Right? You seen? You're seeing one right now. So there's no bar. So this is the mercy of Bhagavan. So we have the most... Our Ishtadev, Krishna, Jagannath, is the most merciful form. And this is a day that he's showing that I am open to everyone. All creeds, all castes, all genders, all races, all people, all living entities. When Jagannath comes out of his temple, the birds can have his darshan. Ordinarily, the birds can't go into the temple. We try to keep the birds out. The birds can have his darshan. Dogs walking on the street can look up and say, "Oh, Jagannath! Ho, ho, ho!" But if a dog goes in the temple, they beat the dog. They beat the dog with heavily, try to kill the dog, get him out of the temple. And then they have to wash the whole temple and cook the whole offering again. If a dog simply walks in the temple. He simply walks in the temple. Whatever bogey's been offered, they take it off, they throw it out, and then they cook again in Jagannath. If a dog walks in the temple. But in Snanyatra, the dogs can come and, oh, Jagannath, horrible. So he gives darshan to all living entities. So this is we should relish this wonderful quality, because this is one of the most outstanding qualities of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, is his anukampa, his mercy. And this whole... this whole lila, from Snanyatra to Anavastra to Jagannath's Rath Yatra, is all about mercy to everyone. So be confident, nishchoy. Nishchoy means confidence. We should be confident that yes, I have surrendered to the Lord to my best extent. Therefore, I am confident, nishchoy, that I will definitely receive the mercy of the Lord. If not today, then surely tomorrow. He'll give me his full mercy. This is the confidence of a devotee. This is one of the six positive attributes of a devotee. Nishchoya. Confidence. And all these pastimes illustrate the benevolence, magnanimity, and generosity, and unlimited love of the Lord. Our Lord is a Lord of love. And love has no limitations. So don't limit the love by refusing to accept it. Open up. Let the love of Krishna flow into the heart. So thank you very much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki.